joined by Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Rob. How are you?
Good, good. Summer meeting of Banff Council on Monday. A few things discussed. One of them was taking a look at some potential changes to some traffic items in Banff.
Yeah, we looked at an amendment and actually passed first reading to our traffic bylaw, and it's around restricting slow-moving vehicles. Human or animal-powered vehicles over 30 inches wide. We want to assure people we're not talking about bikes in this situation. Restricting them from accessing the Bow River Bridge. During our busy season, and we actually are restricting during what we're calling green light override periods.
And what does that mean?
It's a manual override of the traffic signals in the north-south corridor, and it's to flush out the backed-up traffic between Sulphur Mountain and downtown Banff. It's working very, very well. We do realize that sometimes slow-moving vehicles creates more backup, and so we're trying to suggest that during certain periods that these slow-moving vehicles are not going to be allowed there.
The other potential change has to do with skateboarding?
Currently, we have a number of streets that skateboards are not allowed on for a number of reasons, most around safety for both the skateboarder and pedestrians. But with the 200 block of Bear Street being a WUNERF trial this summer and next summer, we're looking at allowing skateboards to be on the 200 block of Bear Street during the trial, during the WUNERF, because that street is dedicated with priority to pedestrians and bikes, and vehicles are moving much slower. The bylaws posted. We only did first reading, and we're looking forward to public feedback. People can look at banff.ca/feedback.
Council also passed a motion to reduce the 2015 capital budget allocated to community space renovation. This has to do with some potential upgrades to the Banff Elementary School.
Yeah, we're very excited about the Banff Elementary School project. It's a two-phase project that will basically, at the end of the day, give us a new elementary school. And so the town is working with the school board to see where we can create some space for some of our needs. And we're going to build our out-of-school care programming there and add space for that, which the town of Banff will pay for. And we're also adding $286,000 to the gymnasium area, which is really for showers and storage. It's more to enhance the gymnasium. The province will actually build the gymnasium itself financially.
I understand council also approved a proposal to change the way that Banff handles its solid waste.
Yeah, Banff and our administration team is very creative in looking at ways that we can do things differently, and at the end of the day, it generally revolves around cost savings. So we approved a proposal to bring hauling of waste in-house. Currently, our waste is trucked by a company out of Lethbridge, and that's contracted by the Bow Valley Waste Management Group. It's taken to a landfill in Camrose. That contract expires, so we're in an opportunity now to see how we might be able to do that differently. The town has an arrangement with Parks Canada to subcontract the trucking of waste from Lake Louise by that same company. Administration came forward and said that we can realize significant savings by investing in the necessary resources and then undertaking the hauling itself. So the investment is about $900,000, but at the end of the day, we'll save more than $80,000 net, and that will be passed on directly to the Banff utility ratepayer. Parks Canada has indicated that it will participate if the town hauls the waste itself, and we are certainly approaching Canmore to see if they will work with us on this as well. These Bow Valley initiatives can be beneficial to all involved, and with those partners, our financial picture of that project looks even better.
Council also approved something that should be good news for some volunteer firefighters in Banff?
We just approved a two-tier pay system, and really what it does, the policy compensates our volunteers for wage loss for missing work if they respond to emergencies during their work hours. We so very much appreciate that Banff operates with a volunteer fire department, who are, of course, incredibly dedicated to this calling into their community.
I understand that Council also heard from a couple of delegations on Monday.
We heard from Renee Gerber of the Banff Farmers Market. He is asking us again to reconsider the idea of an additional farmers market at the train station. It's quite a long process in terms of reconsidering a motion that's already passed, but we are going to discuss it again on August 17th. And we had a second delegation, Mr. Ralph Skirfield, came to Town Council to talk about pedestrian bridge lighting at night, and his request is that we minimize that. And Council has basically asked administration to bring a report to Council on the lighting on the bridge and what the implications of that lighting are.
Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for the Council update today.
Thank you so much, Rob. Have a good day.